And welcome, everyone. Experience Marshalltown Thursday mornings with Val Ruff, our Convention and Visitors Bureau Director. Her guest is Marty Mitchell.
We are excited to have Marty Mitchell, and Marty is going to visit with us today about a brand new attraction in Marshalltown, which I'm really excited about. It's the Iowa Funeral Museum and Education Center. So welcome in.
Hey, well, thank you both for having me here today.
Yeah, we want to hear more about this amazing attraction. And so how long, first of all, let's just back up, because I know you've been talking a lot and there's been things that you've shared now that we know the Estill Parent is going to be raised. And you've been sharing a lot of history. So let's just recap really quick how long you have been in the industry, the funeral home industry.
30 years.
Awesome. Do you want to elaborate on any of that? Take us to a quick timeline.
You know, I'd be honored to. Actually, I was born and raised in Marshalltown. I went to Rogers School, went to Miller, went to MHS. I graduated there in 87, and immediately that's when I started employment with Estill Parents.
Okay.
Actually, as Estill Parent Navy. And anyway, I would not trade that experience for anything. I was honored to be a part of them for 17 years before they were in the process of being sold. And so at that point, that's when my late wife Sue and I started our project of things. And so anyway, in September of 2014 is when we started moving dirt for there as such.
Great. That's and you know what was interesting about that is I was just thinking about we were reading some things that you had posted on Facebook, and so I was thinking about when you kind of took that launch and you moved out south. You know, that was kind of a big deal back then. That, you know, people were, you know, there were businesses out on the south side of town, but all the funeral homes and everything were centrally located, which I'm sure that's because of the history, right?
Exactly.
But yeah, you kind of took the big step and were the first funeral home to go out south.
Yeah, south side is where we were drawn to just because what we wanted to do is focus on what the needs of families were, and that was the local proximity to motels in restaurants.
Sure, and we don't think about that when we think about a funeral home, but it's very true. Okay, we're gonna switch mics on Marty here real quick.
Okay, there you go, Marty.
Thank you. Okay.
So we went south for that purpose. It
sure
wasn't a draw away from anything downtown, but it was access. We were right on near the corner of Highway 30 and Highway 14.
Exactly.
And so that seemed to provide a better access for people. The traditions, both the funeral homes uptown were established.
Hey, Val, why don't we go ahead and take a break? We're having kind of some microphone issues.
Okay.
So why don't we go ahead and do that?
All right. We're going to take a quick break and work out some of the bugs, and we'll be right back. Did you know that Marshalltown has 69 different dining options? That's right, 69 different places to eat, and 17 of those are in our downtown. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau, and I'm excited to let you know that we have a guide to all those local eateries, from fine, casual, or ethnic dining to pizza, quick eats, coffee and sweet treats, and various other eateries in the area. The Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau guide to local eateries can point you in the right direction no matter what your taste might be. Marshalltown is proud of its diversity. With that diversity, we are also proud of all of our restaurants. This colorful and durable guide is a convenient size to keep in your car or purse. Restaurants are divided by category and all have addresses, phone numbers, and web pages. These guides can be picked up all over town in restaurants, hotels, convenience stores. Treat yourself to the diversity of restaurants right here in Marshalltown. Come join us as we discover a world of flavors right here in Marshalltown.
Your farm is insured, but is it properly insured? Take time to review your farm insurance. Don't wait until a loss happens to discover that you're underinsured. Independent Insurance Services understands your farm's unique insurance needs. After all, they've protected area farmers for decades. Visit with your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Independent Insurance Services in Marshalltown, Toledo, or West Des Moines. Their experienced staff knows farming. and we'll take the time to review your operations protection needs.
Find great gifts and home improvement savings during Menards' Christmas Home and Gift Sale. Check out Menards' huge selection of birdseed. Attract more birds to your feeder with Signature Blend Bird Food. The premium blend of sunflower seeds, peanuts, cracked corn, and more is perfect for backyard feeders. A 40-pound bag of Signature Blend Bird Food is only $15.98. Good through December 2nd. Christmas is almost here. Give a Menards gift card.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
And welcome back, Experience Marshall Town. Our guest, Marty Mitchell, Val Ruff hosting. All right, I think we've got everything.
Great.
Marty, give me a mic check there, my friend. Oh, he sounds like Casey Kasem. Do you want to count him down from American Top 4? Anyway, we're back.
Okay, we're back to Experience Marshalltown, and we have, Kyle said, Marty Mitchell in the house, and we are talking about the Iowa Funeral Museum and Education Center. So we talked a little bit, Marty, about you moving to the south side and your new location, Mitchell Family Funeral. I know you're not new out there anymore, but when was it officially established, and when were you up and running for business?
Up and running was in February of 2005. So we'll be 13 years old this coming February.
Oh, wow. Okay. So then, where did the idea of the funeral home museum come from?
Well, it's actually, that's kind of the passion that I have in a, I guess you'd say, personal life as a hobby, is just collecting the artifacts from that history of funeral service. And so anyway, I've done that for really 30 years. The first artifact I ever had from anything was from a garage sale on Harrison Drive. A guy gave me a little funeral card from about 1901.
Oh, wow.
And so anyway, it intrigued me, and I can remember that as going there with my mom in probably junior high or high school.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, just collected the artifacts and the memorabilia and had them dispersed over funeral home basement and state center and the storage shed and garage and everything. So I had a room at the funeral home beforehand, and that was sufficient and all, but we just kind of outgrew and had the opportunity with Casey's moving down the street that property was coming up, and first thought was maybe even for a luncheon facility.
Sure.
But because of, people having to leave the funeral home to go over there was too much risk of, anybody that fell or the weather, and it just wasn't fair to people to have to bundle up in wintertime to go over there.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, this just came into effect, but it just was a passion for the community, but the passion for what our history is as funeral directors.
So I don't know if you have an idea of the number of things that you have in the museum, but do you have
we're thinking about there's got to be at least 5,000 pieces.
Oh my gosh, that's exciting. And I know that there's a one piece of trivia, and I should really let you share it, but I'm going to be selfish and share that I know this is one of three in the nation.
Yes, you're right. Yep, there's one in Virginia. There is an exceptionally large one in Houston, Texas that has been established for a number of years. And then us. There is one that we received some information on in Ohio that's being established.
So that's kind of exciting.
Yeah,
Marshalltown has, throughout doing the show and things like that and the Marshalltown icons, I've learned that Marshalltown has quite a few firsts in the state and the nation. And so, we're innovative thinkers. We have been for a long time in this community.
And Marshalltown will continue to.
Yes. So that's exciting. So let's talk a little bit. Give us some of the details. So you're located where the old Casey's was on Iowa Avenue.
Yep, right.
And then what are the hours?
Well, hours, actually, we want to make it very flexible for people. So just call ahead. We'll be glad to be there at any time. But on a regular situation, we're open Tuesday and Wednesday from 1 to 3. We actually have a curator, and it's Billy Wilson,
who's
retired from Anson School. And so he runs the place on those days because I still usually next door.
Sure.
But we have been very blessed with a lot of tour groups and everything. And so like the groups, depending on the times they are, evenings, early mornings,
okay.
anything like that. But it doesn't mean you have to be a part of a group. If you just want to come out one-on-one,
mm-hmm.
that's great.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, you know, as the director for the Convention and Visitors Bureau, promoting attractions is something that we do, and you know, bus tour operators come and or call and want to know, you know, so that it's kind of fun to say, well, we've got some new things that you might be interested in seeing. So,
and we would love to show it. It's not one that you know, maybe a lot of families would rush out, you know,
sure.
with the kids to see, but it's definitely a more of a destination point. We've had a lot of, they call them Iowa weekend travelers.
Oh, yes.
And they'll come up, and we've had a number of them, but it's a place where you can explore freely and very openly our history and where we're coming from, where we're at, and where funeral service is going to, and
sure.
be able to answer any questions and ask any questions that you want.
I bet that over your 30 years, the funeral service industry has changed.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like anything else. Some things are the same, but some things are with a new innovation, a technology. I'm sure things have changed a lot.
Very, very drastically, and much of it for the good, and some of it might be, you know, the traditions were valued before that. But I would say really in the last 10 years have been the most difference I've ever seen in it. And it's fun because I'll talk to the gentleman that took me under his wing and all of George Dixon and the practices that they had when he was a young man.
Sure.
Or just, you know, incredible to their to what it is now.
Sure.
So.
Sure. So, Kyle, are we ready? Okay, I didn't get my time out, and I'm thinking it's about time. But we will be back with Experience Marshalltown for our second segment here just shortly. Did you know that Marshalltown has 69 different dining options? That's right, 69 different places to eat, and 17 of those are in our downtown. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau, and I'm excited to let you know that we have a guide to all those local eateries, from fine, casual, or ethnic dining to pizza, quick eats, coffee and sweet treats, and various other eateries in the area. The Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau guide to local eateries can point you in the right direction no matter what your taste might be. Marshalltown is proud of its diversity. With that diversity, we are also proud of all of our restaurants. This colorful and durable guide is a convenient size to keep in your car or purse. Restaurants are divided by category and all have addresses, phone numbers, and web pages. These guides can be picked up all over town in restaurants, hotels, convenience stores. Treat yourself to the diversity of restaurants right here in Marshalltown. Come join us as we discover a world of flavors right here in Marshalltown.
United Bank and Trust in Marshalltown is your dependable local lender. A mortgage loan with United Bank and Trust offers you flexible loan options, low rates and closing costs, and a quick turnaround time. Your loan officer will be with you every step of the way, advising you of your options and keeping the process simple and hassle-free. Visit either United Bank and Trust locations in Marshalltown or apply online at www.ubtna.com. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Holiday shopping has a reputation for being a bit of a free-for-all. U.S. Cellular wants to make it just free. For all. For a limited time, get a free Samsung Galaxy S8 or S7. Hurry in now to get yourself a free smartphone from U.S. Cellular. A stronger signal in the middle of anywhere.
Requires total plan with unlimited data, a 30-month retail installment contract, new customer port-in or upgrade eligibility, credit approval, device protection plus, qualifying smartphone turn-in for Samsung Galaxy S8, and comes via monthly bill credit plus a $100 U.S. Cellular promo card. Taxes, fees, and additional restrictions apply.
Welcome back. Our final segment of Experience Marshalltown. Val Ruff, Convention and Visitors Bureau Director, hosting.
Thank you, Kyle. So we are in, on Experience Marshalltown. We have Marty Mitchell with us this morning of Mitchell Family Funeral, and we are talking about one of the first in Iowa, Iowa Funeral Home Museum and Education Center. So with the Education Center on the end of that, what are you hoping to accomplish and with this particular museum?
Well, actually, maybe two different avenues. One is we have it on a professional basis where we open it up to our contemporaries, vault companies, casket companies, anything that offer continuing education. As funeral directors, we are required to have 24 hours every 2 years. And so this is a teaching facility that can offer the continuing education. And so we've had those occur so far. What I like to have about it is the people that come to that also need to eat somewhere, and they need to gas the car up somewhere, and they need to pick up a few things somewhere. And so it might not be a huge impact, but I like the fact that we have people coming to Marshalltown for a purpose and also can spend some visitor dollars while they're here.
We appreciate that.
That's it. So it wins for everybody involved.
Sure.
Second is just education for the general public. There's a lot of times that we might think of things that we just never wanted to ask. And when we get into a safe environment, and no matter how much we might be hesitant about asking or feel it's silly or something, that's an important thing to do. Is the more we can better ourselves as human, just by asking questions, the better off it is.
And, yeah.
I can remember my grandma Mitchell, before she passed away, she was probably upper 80s, and she asked me one day, "Did they still stuff people with newspaper?"
Oh my.
And I said, "Oh, Grandma, we never did. You know, that's never been." But somehow she got that idea from generations ago. And so no matter how young or old we are, it's good to get an honest answer.
It is. And, you know, that makes me come to this next question, is that it's still a difficult conversation to have with specific generations.
Yes.
I'm in that baby boomer generation, and I know that my mom and dad are in that, and it's not a conversation that comes up easily, and when it does, it's kind of uncomfortable. And I know we're trying to get to the point where I don't have a problem talking about it. My kids don't, but you know, it's like, well, somebody else is going to decide that for me, and I would rather have them decide that for themselves so that I know exactly what they want.
Exactly. I commend you for your thoughtfulness on that. Is we have such a society now that says, well, you know, either, you know, throw me in the back ditch or the back 40, or else I don't care what they do with me. But that needs to be addressed. And even just simply whatever funeral home preference that a family has, they would be able to offer just a guideline of things to fill out. Just give your family some guidance on the situation, because that's the biggest struggle when people sit down with us is, okay, what did Dad want? Well, I don't know, he never said. And okay, so are we going to have cremation? Are we going to have burial? And just even simple guidance can help so tremendously. And most people are very practical about the point, but it's still important to give some guidance on it.
Yeah. So how do we encourage that? You have any words of wisdom on how we can encourage our elderly parents to make those decisions to help their children out?
You know what? It is just honestly taking the bull by the horns as such, and just saying, "Hey, Mom, here's a book that we got from the funeral home, and I'd love to sit down with you and go through this, or if you want to do it while you're watching TV tonight or something like that." But when I sit down with people, I put a deadline on the top of it that they have to have this filled out and back to me by the time that they leave for Arizona this fall.
Oh, okay.
Or by Memorial Day or something, and hold them to that, because we're just human. Everybody's very human natured of putting things off.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a difficult discussion on things, but it's I've had no one in 30 years regret making decisions.
Right. But, you know, sometimes those are decisions that if a loved one goes quickly and you don't have an opportunity to have a conversation and they're just gone, that makes it even more difficult, I believe.
It does.
You know, I know when you have your times and your moments to say that your goodbyes, it's you have those times, and it's something about the peace of mind where if they're just gone instantly because of something catastrophic, that it makes a big difference. But so, you know, it when we were talking about that, Marty, it made me think too, it's very similar to estate planning.
Yes.
You know, it's those two items that nobody ever wants to talk about, but it just would make it so much easier for the children and the grandchildren to have those things up front and figured out.
Right. You know, for an efficient end-of-life planning, whether nursing care, whether estate planning, and the inevitable is somebody's passing. And so, you know, it needs to be done. It just needs to be done to have good protection for your kids and your family. Now, all of us have car insurance. We have household insurance. It doesn't mean that our house is going to burn down, and it doesn't mean that we're going to have a car accident. But we are going to die. And with that in mind, you know, efficient planning for our kids. We don't want to see our kids ever hurt.
Right.
They can be very challenged at the time of a death if they don't know what to do.
Exactly. So that brings us to just a few minutes here left. Marty, is there anything else that you would like to share with the listeners about your new attraction? I'm super excited about it being in Marshalltown. So thank you for all your efforts and bringing folks and taking care of families here in Marshalltown for us.
It's an honor. This is the only place I ever wanted to be. That's where I was born and raised at. Parents were, grandparents were in this area. And so I don't know anything else but being here. And, you know, it's been an honor to be part of many families, and it's an honor to do this project right now. It's been a lot of fun.
Good.
Actually, it's been a lot of fun to do this. But we love the visitors. Right now, we've been open for 4 months.
Okay.
And we've been running about 600 to 650 people a month is what's been coming through.
That is amazing.
So it's been
good numbers.
It's been very, very touching to have that in several classes and several groups. So we would love to have any organization or any individuals come just to see. There's so much. There's a huge number of families in this area that have had people that worked in funeral service before. So there are several pieces that are there that were from those families or even around Iowa. And that's the reason why we named it that. I didn't want my name on it because I didn't want it to be about me.
Mm-hmm.
This represents the men and women of Iowa that practice this, plus their kids in all their families, because those kids, dad and mom missed a lot of ball games, or they missed Christmas Eve because somebody passed away.
Yeah, because
and so this is dedicated to that history.
What a great tribute! Thank you for doing
Thank
that.
You.
Yeah, so we were glad to have Marty on. So I just want to take a couple quick minutes before we wrap up today to talk about the new Marshalltown Dining Guide, a guide to local eateries. We have that available at the Convention and Visitors Bureau office at the Fisher Community Center. And it's a great publication recently out that focuses on the 69 dining options that we have in Marshalltown. And I know that seems like a crazy number, but it's true. There are 69 dining options. And Kyle, yesterday when we were talking about this, you had said, now, are these places that you can sit down and eat in? And there
right.
actually is, Casey's is in here. Well, there you can sit down and eat at Casey's.
Right.
And they're featuring their pizza, but Quickstar has, it's more of a convenience type,
yeah.
but you can still get food there. So pretty much, I would say, of all of them listed in here, you can sit down and dine. But exciting about the opportunity to talk about all the worldly cuisines that we have here in Marshalltown. It's a great piece. We've got professional photography in it. It's segmented by fine dining, casual dining, ethnic dining, quick eats, sweet treats and coffee, and of course pizza. But a great publication. It was made possible by JBS, Iowa Premium Beef, and the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau, and all of the folks that participated in it. So I just want to, you can get this online as well at our website, www.marshalltown.org, and just go to the visit page and click on the dining guide, and you can flip through it digitally. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back next week.